Welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where we celebrate trans experience as part of the human experience. We're Madison and LG, two trans women diving into everyday life, politics, pop culture, relationships, and more.
Being trans is just one part of who we are. Join us as we laugh, learn, and share stories that remind everyone we're not so different after all.
Fuck shit up.
What do you say you're gonna do?
Fuck shit up.
Okay, are we recording now?
You sucker.
God, you did it last time too. This is not the first time that she has done this. I always fall for it.
Welcome to Trans Experience. This is LG.
This is Madison. And she's usually so loud about her, when she hits the control pad on the laptop, it sounds like a, you know, with her finger. And so I usually can catch on to when she's actually recording us. And then the last couple of times, like, she's done it all like sly and quiet and shit, which LG doesn't do anything sly or quiet. And all of a sudden she's sneaking fingers in here onto the tap of the keyboard.
Ugh. I've been practicing with my fingers. That's why Madison's smiling so much.
You're a lesbian.
It's a sisterly love.
It is. Anyways, what are we doing today? Love?
No, we're not doing love today. It's, bring it back. It was a joke, bitch. Let's not. Awkward?
It's not awkward. It's just love.
No, if anything, it will be raw fucking. But it will not be love. I keep pushing my microphone away because I see that.
Like,
yeah, we're
quite. Am I loud?
We're quite.
Am I loud too? I'm always loud.
Yeah, well,
God damn it.
That's what our neighbors have said.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus had nothing to do with this, okay?
Love has everything to do with it, though.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to be talking about, because it's about to be
Valentine's Day? Oh.
Well,
Did I ruin it?
She's like, I'm going to say it. But yeah, we want to talk about love, what Valentine is, and the way that we depict love depending on who we are. And I think that it has a lot to do with society, social media. Well, nowadays, social media.
You know, conditioning as children.
Definitely. So let's begin by, what is your definition of love, Madison?
My definition of love is this relationship bringing something to my life that I couldn't live without, right? And it doesn't have to be just people, like my cats, or it could be my, you know, if the time that you had that little dog here, like I love that little dog, you know, because that was something that was attached to you at the time. And of course I do love you. There's a form of respect in it. There is a form of willing to just be honest and real and vulnerable with that person. And not everyone gets that side of people, you know. Some are just willing to just share their love everywhere. Good for them, you know. But I think that using the word love to describe something should have a deeper meaning than just what people use it for most of the time these days.
I like that.
Like those commercials and the girls are like, I love this product. And I'm like, do you though? Do you?
Well, you know, some of the shape of those.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I know what you mean. I think that for myself, love is wanting to be there despite of the other person's defects.
Okay.
You know, it's, I want that person, and I don't just mean like romantically. I mean like with friends, with family, with work, you know. I choose to be fighting with you. You're mm-hmm. my favorite person to fight with than with anybody else.
See, I see that as toxic.
That's, hear me out. So, for example, with my boyfriend, right? Sometimes we have disagreements, but I like arguing with him because we don't really argue. We talk because there's respect. You know what I mean?
So then why call it arguing?
Because it's an exchange of different opinions.
But that's not arguing.
To me, that's arguing.
Okay.
Because he's taking his stance and I'm taking my stand.
But in what so there's energy an are argument. You using to take that stance?
Well, an argument doesn't have to be high tone.
No. Like this right
it's
here.
It's a disagreement. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're having an argument.
Yeah.
But a lot, I think that we get so caught up with the words and we don't really understand what certain words mean
that we give it like such power that we don't even think that we don't even understand that it really doesn't have. Argument is just an exchange of opinions.
It's just a discussion.
Exactly. You know, like, but when we hear it thrown out there, most of the time it's just like, oh, they were arguing. We think like screaming, kicking, you know, disrespect. And I think that that's what love is. Love is being able to disagree with someone and still be respectful and still wanting to be with them, even though they don't share the same opinion as you do.
See, and I think that's where, like, I think that people should choose their words and be precise with their words, because you can have a discussion with anybody. Like, right now we're having discussions. You're talking about you and your boyfriend having discussions, you know, like, these talks. And so, like, when you start using the words, like, argument, right, like, there is a negative context to that where, like, if you said, we had this discussion the other day, and he thinks this guy is green, I think this guy is blue. It was a great discussion. Like, you know just from that there was no, like, vitriol, like, rah, you know, vile kind of conversation. When you call it an argument, like, it makes it sound like you got heated and, like, you're going to spill the tea, you know? Well,
and excuse me. And to me, it's like, if I wanted to say that, I'll be like, the other day, me and my boyfriend were fighting.
Mm-hmm. Because and that's different than argument.
You know, like,
an argument is different than discussion.
For me, fighting means that we got violent, that we got loud. Like, mm-hmm. that's fighting. For me, arguing or mm-hmm. having an argument is, you make your argument, let me make mine. Now mm-hmm. we present it to the judge. At the end of the day, it's me. So his case got denied.
Yeah.
So, but you know what I mean?
And you get the kids.
Yeah. Pretty well, I always get the kids.
I know. I set that up for you. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. But I think that at the end of the day, love is tolerant. You know, I think that love is...
I don't want to be tolerated, though. If you love me, I don't want to be tolerated.
And I see that. But what I mean by tolerant is, for example, you snore. Right?
How dare you tell people?
Well, I don't know that you snore because we've never slept together. You just yourself.
Everyone in my halfway house when I was there told me that I slept like a dead person. Like, I didn't move or make a sound. So,
you're saying you don't snore?
I don't move either. I literally fall asleep in like one position and I wake up in the exact same position. It's kind of creepy.
So Sleeping Beauty ain't got shit on you. That's what you're saying, bitch.
No, fuck her. I'll take her man, though. Actually, I'm with the dragon. The dragon's kind of fierce. I'll take the dragon, Maleficent. Come get me, bitch. Come wake me up, Maleficent.
I'm not even going to say the word, but with animals, all right.
Yeah, it's Maleficent.
That's a topic for another day.
It's Maleficent. Her cheekbones could fucking cut glass, bitch. Have you seen that movie, Maleficent, with Angelina Jolie?
No, who's Angelina Jolie?
The girl that has the cheekbones, they put the makeup on. Her cheekbones were fucking just like angled.
You must be interrupted.
It was hot. It was hot. Anyways. So, yeah, no, I think that I get where you're coming from when you say you want love to be tolerant. But, again, I think when it comes to a conversation about love, that I want to be precise with my words, right? Like, I totally understand why you would say tolerant. Like, I get that on, like, a high-level concept. But I don't want the people that love me to just tolerate me. And I think this comes from being from a family where I felt like I was tolerated a lot more than I was loved.
But do you see how our cognitions?
Yes, our conditioning. We just talked about this before we did the ship.
Our cognitions are the ones that set us up for mm-hmm. believing certain words mean something. Mm-hmm. Because we have given those words that meaning. You know what I mean? Because at its core, it doesn't, like, for example, the whole arguing thing. Mm-hmm. At its core, it doesn't mean that we're violently screaming at each other. No. You know what I mean? But we're conditioning to hear these words in a negative way that we're like, well, I don't want to be tolerated. Here's the thing. I can be annoyed as fuck sometimes. And you know this.
Mm-hmm. I can too.
And you tolerate me because you love me.
Mm-hmm.
There's days that you're just going to love me freely. And there's days where you're going to be like, God, please take her or I'll send her to you. You know what I mean? And I'm okay with that because mm-hmm. I know that I'm not going to be at my 100 every day. And there's days.
But you're always on level 100.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not always at 100, but I will always give you my 100%. Mm-hmm. That is true. But, like, for me, that's what love is. Love is like, I accept you as you are, but because you love me, you evolve into the person that you believe I deserve.
But see, I don't...
Does that make any sense?
It does. However, I don't tolerate you. There's no part of our relationship where I felt like I need to tolerate you to get
through
the
day. She rolls her eyes at me from time to time. That's tolerating.
That's just me rolling my eyes, bitch.
She just did it right now.
Sometimes I gotta look at the back of my head to make sure things are still there, okay? But...
That ass don't is think, still is.
Yes, okay. You are, why is, why? You're the only one in my life that's obsessed with my ass. Anyways.
Okay, again, bitch. Like, I'm not obsessed with your ass. I'm like, just like.
Like, Mariah Carey. Why are you
if
so
you, like, there's a picture on our Facebook where Maddie is just, actually it's like a little video.
Oh,
where Maddie's in the bathing suit. Please go to that, to our Facebook, and tell me this bitch don't have an ass.
It was
thighs. You know what she does every time thighs. I'm like, I don't have an ass. It's like that skinny bitch that is skinny, but wants to ask the fat girl, do I look fat?
Oh, never.
You know what I mean? Like, that's her. She's like, I don't have an ass. What ass?
Anyways, I'm conservative, so.
Not with that dress you have on right now, bitch. Not with that,
no,
Chris.
But I think, I do get what you're saying, but I don't ever, there's no moment where I tolerate you because I love you. Like, that doesn't exist in my world, but this is, like you were saying, like, our conditioning, you know, like, I grew up thinking that my family tolerated me more than they loved me. It wasn't until I got into therapy that I realized all that fucking shit was made up by me because I was not understanding my own self and my own identity and my own body. Like, I was creating these monsters that lived around me because I was trying to find reasons to not be honest. Like, I was trying to tell myself I can't be myself around them because they'll never accept me, right? And so that shit just trickled down. So when I say, like, I don't ever tolerate you because I have freedom of choice, right? Like, I can leave your fucking house and never speak to you again, right? I mean, that's, I don't have to tolerate you.
Yes, she does.
There's a very real sense of, because I love you, I can't wait to continually learn from you.
Ooh.
You know? And so there's no tolerance there for me. If I love you, I will never tolerate you. Right? I'm going to call you on your shit because I love you. I'm going to let you call me on my shit because I love you. You know what I mean? And so there's no tolerance there for me. And that's why I think that we're getting hung up on that word specifically. But because of that word and what I believe it to be in my world, right? And so then this comes to the time where, like, I have to open myself up to other meanings of this word, right? To you, tolerant is not a bad thing, you know? And so I think that this is why growing as human beings, for me personally, like, I'm constantly having to re-educate myself on how to feel about certain words because of how I grew up.
I think that the reason that I don't get caught up with words is because there's many of them that I lack.
ESL.
And I don't have the, I cannot afford to lose any vocabulary. You know what I mean?
If this podcast was in Spanish.
Like, I have to hold on to these fucking words because I don't have another one. Like, I am limited with my English, okay? Like, right now, I have already wasted, like, 58% of it by saying tolerant.
We should get a buzz. We should get a little buzzer every time you say that the word.
So this is... So yesterday, what was it that this dude said?
He said tolerant.
No, he said, we were talking about something, and then he meant to say, I mean, this is what the term means. He said, I did not prompt it to, or something of that sort. Which means, it's like, I was being spontaneous, or I didn't plan for this. It's an expression, something like that. And I looked at him, and I was like, wow. And I felt so proud of myself. Because I knew what the fuck he meant. You know what I mean? And I was like, I am definitely, I could be a Karen. Like, I have blonde hair. I understood what the fuck he said. I'm white. I was like, oh my God. Like, totally, Becky.
That's
like,
funny.
Anyways, but again, with the whole getting caught up on words, I think that sometimes we get too caught up on the word love, on the word... Like, for example, in Spanish, we have two different words.
Mi amor. What's that mean?
That means my love.
Oh, okay.
But no. So we have te quiero, right?
Which, te quiero, wait.
Te quiero, not taquero. Taquero means the one that gives you the tacos, bitch. Like, that's, which I'm in love with. Now okay. That's real love.
Tu quiero?
Te.
Ki.
Ero.
Ero.
Te quiero.
Te quiero.
Okay. Quiero.
I can't do it. All right.
Okay. So, te quiero the literal translation is I want you. Woo! But the meaning of it, like what it truly means is I care about you.
Oh, right? I love that.
And we have te amo, which is amo. I love you. Okay. Right? So for us, like, if I say te quiero, that means that you know, I care a lot about you. Kind of like when someone says to you, your boyfriend, and says to you, like, I love you. And you're like, fuck, what do I say? You know what I mean? Because
go
you know
away.
No, you wouldn't, bitch. No, you would. You would bring out the priest, release the doves, and marry that motherfucker right there. But, like, so we have these two different words that mean almost the same thing, but with less intensity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because for me, if I say I love you, and especially to a partner, like, that means I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So when I hear someone saying I love you to me and I don't feel that way, I'm like, well, I care about you a lot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to say something that I'm not feeling. Right? Mm-hmm. Again, because in Spanish we have that option. It's easier for me to detach from the word I love you so much. Now, love is love to whatever you understand love is. We're not trying to tell you, like, this is what true love is, or this is how you should feel love. I think that we all have different ways of expressing and receiving love, that there's no wrong way to do it unless you're hurting somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And that's, I guess, a good point, because, like, for me, I do, people that I do care about, I wouldn't say love, but people I do care about, I can be handsy, like physical, right? Like but I have to feel that connection with you. Mm-hmm. If I don't feel that connection with you, I'm probably gonna say hello and maybe a handshake, or just, you know, I'll make small talk. You know what I mean? But for people I do care about, like, I'm gonna make sure that I make some kind of contact, mm-hmm, with you, your physical body, because that's how my mom was. You know, but I don't think it's for everybody, right? Like, there are people, mm-hmm, that, like, well, like today at kickball, like, there are people that I, you know, went over to hug, and I probably should have asked, like, is this okay? You know what I mean? Because, like, I don't know them that well, but because I, you know, spend so many Sundays with them that, like, I feel like I do in a way. You know what I mean? But, like, it can get tricky.
And that's when I encourage you to find out what's your love language.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? As you said right now, my love language is touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't mean, like, let me touch you.
Well, they have this little quiz where, like, technically my love language is words. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I really do care about you or even love you, even as a friend, you know, like, I'm going to make physical contact with you in some form that is still safe. I'm not walking up and grabbing vaginas and dicks by any means, but.
Why I'm not surprised that vaginas was the first one that she said. I'm telling you, Maddie's not telling us something.
But you know, Maddie's what I mean?
Got a secret.
Yes, I do. And so I think that my love language is words, you know. Mm-hmm. But I do think that on a deeper level, that because of how I grew up with my mother, there is a part of me that also also uses physical touch with people that I am close to.
I think that words are the way that you can express love from a distance, so that you don't get hurt.
Mm.
And I think that when you touch someone, like when you have that physical contact with, mm-hmm, them, it's when you're already, like, feel safe,
mm-hmm,
and you're like, you know, fuck it. Like, let, mm-hmm, me show you how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
For myself, I can be kind with my words.
Mm-hmm.
But who was it? I don't remember who was it. They had black pants and...
Just someone with black pants.
No, it was one of my friends. And they have, I'm saying the black pants because there's a purpose. Oh. And I think we were drawing something, or like there was powder or some. I don't remember. Oh,
wow.
I don't mean that.
This is getting real crazy.
I don't
crazy.
Mean that powder. But my hands were dusty, like with, mm-hmm, with, you know. Mm-hmm. So I kept rubbing their leg, and all they kept doing was like cleaning it off. And I wasn't really like understanding what I was doing.
Yeah.
Because to me, like, if you're my friend and we're close, like, I feel that need to reassure you,
mm-hmm,
by touch.
Mm-hmm.
My friend and I'm like, bitch, I keep cleaning my pants off. Can you please cut that shit out? And I was like, it didn't register to me because, like, that's how I express my love. You know, like, Like, I'm really handsy. Like mm-hmm. I want to, like, you I, are. Will, you are. I will rub your shoulder. I will rub your back. You know, like because I think it grounds me.
Okay.
And it also allows me to show you, hey, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than mm-hmm. to say it, it's my body language or my body touch that makes me feel like I'm, mm-hmm. that I really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And one of the things, and you said, for example, yours is that way because of my your mom was mm-hmm. like that. Mine is because I didn't get enough of that with my mom. And for me, physical touch became so important because of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I didn't want anyone to ever feel like they needed, like, that I never gave them a hug.
Yeah.
I can't remember when was the last time my mom gave me a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And part of us talking about love, because usually when Valentine's Day comes on,
it's so overrated.
And especially, well, here in America, it's about love. And but in our country, Valentine's Day is actually Friendship Day.
Aww.
You know what I mean? So it's for love, it's for family, it's for your friends.
For fucking.
So it's for whatever you want to do, bro. But it's like, it's acknowledging that those relationships, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it goes, like, for us, it goes beyond the romantic relationship. And I think that when it comes to this country, it's so caught up on, like, oh, let me get chocolates, let me get this, and I have mm-hmm. to do this. Mm-hmm. And if I really love her, then I have to show. And
go ahead, sorry.
And then we start basing how other people love us based, and I mean this in the romantic style. Well, he didn't give me flowers for Valentine's, so isn't he must not care.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
And I think that it shouldn't be like that. You know what I mean? You don't need to bring me flowers. You don't need to. I can buy myself flowers.
Okay, Miley.
Right? Miley up a pregnancy.
Anyways.
But, like, what I want from the people that love me is a demonstration of that love. Not with material things.
Mm-hmm.
Because those things will fade away. Those things will die. For me, I know you love me because when I've needed advice, you're
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
When I've needed encouragement, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
With my boyfriend right now, I know that he cares because he texts me every day throughout the entire day. And by the end of the day, there's always that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
With my family, I know they care because my brother calls me every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? No, I was just calling to see how you were doing. Like, when you show me that you love me and when you show up in my life like that,
mm-hmm.
for me, that's a love.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to reciprocate and do that to you too. It doesn't have to be any specific day. It doesn't have to be, I mean, it's lovely that we have days set to celebrate certain, you know, like.
Or to remind us.
Exactly. But I don't think that someone giving you, like, a fucking golden necklace or giving you a handmade card, it should have the same.
Or a hand job?
No, because unlike you, I'm strictly dickly. Mrs., I'm going to be touching vaginas and dicks. Of course not. She don't even put her hands on it. She's like, no hands.
No, you want to hear something crazy? I was thinking about what you're talking was that the only time I've actually gotten a Valentine's Day gift from anybody is my mom.
Mm.
And it wasn't obviously based in, like, any kind of thing. It was literally because she, like, she loved me. And so I've never gotten a Valentine's Day gift from a man, like a romantic person. You know, I've been in relationships, but Valentine's just wasn't a thing because it's not something I really celebrate. But I was thinking back on the years, and, like, the only Valentine's Day gift I got as a child was from my mom.
I've never gotten a Valentine from a romantic relationship.
So maybe we're not the ones to talk about this then.
No, wait, because this is why.
Have you ever been in love?
I've been in love many times.
Not family, friends, just
I know what you're I'm not. I am from Guatemala, and that's deep south, bitch. But I am not from that type of south. So, have you ever been in love with your family? Like,
no, you know what I mean. Like, it's. Have you ever been in love with someone that you chose, besides friends and family?
So, most of my life, I've fallen in love, but it was never reciprocated. It was always one-sided. Do you know what I mean?
Is it still love, though? If you're the only one putting anything into it.
Well, see, this is the way that I see it. I love you because I love you, not because you love me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because I agree with that.
Love is my emotion. It's my sentiment. Mm-hmm. It's my feeling. Mm-hmm. And I choose to give you that love. Mm-hmm. Now, if you corresponded, if you reciprocated towards me, mm-hmm. then that's amazing. But my love.
I think you've used that word twice now today. I really appreciate it.
It was three times.
Okay. I really appreciate the energy you're putting into that word.
Reciprocated. It was corresponded.
That was terrible.
It was returned. It was mutual. It was a two-sided road.
Okay.
And I'm at zero now. Okay, so from here on, I'm voy a hablar en español porque ya se me acabó el inglés.
Sí. What'd you say?
I said, from now on, I'm just going to speak Spanish because I run out of English. That was all I had. But you know, like, that's the way that I see love. That it, you don't need to feel it for me to love you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that we constantly mistake that love has to be reciprocated, and that, for example, in the higher power that I believe, which is God, it says, you love me because I loved you first. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which means that I really don't need to, and maybe it's just my traumas, you know, mm-hmm. from being a kid where nobody ever loved me in return. Mm-hmm. So I learned to give my love unconditionally. Mm-hmm. You know, that it was not dependent on what they did or they didn't do.
Do you think that you're easy, that you are someone that...
I mean, see, fuck
you,
yeah.
Yeah, you are. We know
yes,
that.
I am.
The permanent record will
hello,
show
Arizona.
That you are easy.
And
no,
California.
I mean, do you think that you give it easier because you've always been wanting it back?
Of course.
Okay, and I think that...
Of course. Because here's the thing, like, and I've said this, and it kind of applies to this, but nobody can appreciate freedom as much as those who have been deprived of it.
Yeah.
And I think that nobody can give love as much as those who have been deprived of it, mm-hmm. because they understand the need of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As a child, I needed that love. I mm-hmm. wanted to feel that love. We were talking with Yade yesterday, and I realized that many times that I was... not loved. You know what I mean? The many times that I expected those who, in quotes, love me to back me up and never did. Mm-hmm. When I felt neglected, abandoned, betrayed. And I know that feeling. So whenever I spot someone feeling the same way as I do my best to encourage them. And I do my best to love them the best way that I can. Mm-hmm. Because I understand that need. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when it comes to falling in love, it's different for me. Uh-huh. Because, like, here's the thing. My boyfriend, awesome dude. But I care about him. But I cannot say those words to him yet. You know what I mean?
You can't say I love you yet?
Uh-uh.
Do you catch yourself trying to and stopping yourself?
No.
Okay.
No, like in.
Well, I was only going to say that if you are, I think it's because you're so free with it, right? I don't think that you are at a place where you know if you love him or not.
I don't love him.
Yeah.
I care about him a lot.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fair.
So my other two relationships, I love those dudes, you know, and it was easy for me to say it.
Oh, pass. I'm sorry. I'm like right now. I'm like, what?
Don't you burn me, bitch. Don't you burn me.
I was like, wait, what? I was like, what am I missing? I only know of one. Are you talking about past relationships?
Yes, past relationships. Okay. I did love them, and it was easy for me to love them, and I knew that I was in love with them because I was able to be faithful to them, mm-hmm. and I didn't want anybody else. Mm. And that's where we're going to leave it at.
No.
So,
because, hold on. This is how I know that I've never been in love.
Okay.
Because I have always cheated. Right? Like, I would never want someone who loved me to do that to me. Mm-hmm. Right? So if my connection with that person is so weak that I'm looking for something in someone else, that's a me problem, not a them problem.
Yeah.
And there's no love there. Right? Does it hurt to be that person that hurt someone else? Absolutely. But I can honestly say I've never been in love romantically with someone else. But I also think it's because growing up, even now to this day, I struggle with, you have to love me the way I want you to love me.
Mm.
Right? You don't get to choose how you love me. I want you to love me A, B, and C. That's the way I want you to love me. And if you don't, then you don't love me. And so I'm the one putting those barriers yeah. in my life, right? And so I learned this in therapy, right? Like my family. I know I keep talking about it, but honestly, like, growing up with them was so difficult because I was saying, oh, grandpa, you don't hug me like you do your other granddaughters. You shake my hand. Not knowing that he sees me as a little boy. Just like my grand, like my cousins that were male, right? I saw myself as his granddaughter. He saw me as his grandson. And so now he's not loving me the way I think he should love me. So in that turn, in turn, he didn't love me in my world. You know what I mean? And so that grew, that separated us more and more over the years. Same with my mom. Same with my dad. Like, if you don't love me the way I think you should love me, then you don't love me at all, right? And it was like 35 or 36, I realized the damage that was doing to my relationships, you know? And I think that's why I'm so much more giving with love, because I understand now that the way LG loves Madison is never going to look the way that Madison wants it to look. But I need to understand that that's the way you love me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so then I'm able to actually be open to it now. Mm-hmm. And so I think now is a good time for me to, once I finish school, I'll maybe start dating again. I don't know. But I'm now able to open it up to, they're not going to love me the way that I see it, because I'm not in charge.
Well, and that's I think that's paramount.
It's like the actor's scenario in The Big Book, right?
Fixing the lights.
I have to be in charge of all of this. Mm-hmm. And then when it doesn't go my way, I'm pissed. And none of you are any good. And you all suck. And I suck. You know what I mean? And like, it just, we all know how that turns out, you know, if you read The Big Book enough. But
I am recovered. I don't need to read the
but
book.
I think it's the best way to explain it. Is,
you know, I hope Regina doesn't listen to this.
Who?
I said, I am recovered. I don't need to read the book.
Oh, what? Oh, The Big Book. Oh my God. You're stupid.
So, I think it's of high importance to be, to have that self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we often expect people to love us the way that we view love.
Mm-hmm.
For example, for the longest, I remember I used to tell my mom, like, you never hug me, you never, and she said, well, LG, I can either hug you or feed you. I cannot do both.
Oof.
Because what I couldn't understand as a teenager, as a kid, as a child, was that my mom was too busy trying to feed four motherfuckers as a single mother, no welfare, no EBT, no cash money, no, like, just her by herself. Mm-hmm. So this bitch didn't have time to fucking hug me because she needed to be on the go. Yeah. She needed to go make that money to make sure that I had shoes. So for her loving me looked like giving me a pair of shoes. For her loving me was from, like, expressing it through material things, mm-hmm. because she was sacrificing spending time with us,
mm-hmm.
to give us the things that we needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So today I understand that my mom loves the shit out of me,
mm-hmm.
but she struggles with expressing it on a healthy way because she doesn't know how. So I no longer expect my mom to love me the way that I want her to love yeah. me, because I know that it's not in her. And in return, I've loved to love her where she's at.
Mm-hmm.
When we understand these things, it's easier for us not only to give love, but to receive love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, that's why it's so much easier for me to receive love from my loved ones, my work, my coworkers, my friends. So this is a cute thing that happened the other day. We're at work and my boss comes in and he did something.
I hear birds. Is that just me?
No, I think we left the freaking window open again.
Oh, God.
So you're welcome. Yeah. We just wanted to give you...
It's a little ambiance.
Yeah, it's an ambiance. So close your eyes. Imagine yourself.
Are we meditating?
We were trying to, bitch, but you keep interrupting.
I got distracted. Sorry. The birds. Sorry.
She got distracted. No.
Oh, my God.
So my boss comes in, and he does something, and then he, like a joke, you know? And he, like, walks away laughing, and I'm like, you jerk, like, trying to get me in trouble. And then, like... my coworker sitting on the little chair that I have there. And then my other supervisor comes in and I'm too distracted. And she goes, boo, and scares the shit out of me. And I'm like, oh, fuck, you know. And then I'm requesting some days off. So my coworker says, like, don't worry, I got you. And in that moment, it was kind of like when all the lights go off and you have that light spot on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I am so loved where I work at.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt so good to know that. because I'm able to receive it today. Mm-hmm. Because through some of them is through jokes, through clowning, to pranking. Like, now I understand that those are expressions of love, and it's not people trying to humiliate me or trying to bully me, or you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like today I'm able to see through things so that I can receive that love. I'm no longer fighting it. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer not finding myself not being worthy of it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does. It basically covers everything I just said too for me, like just in different ways, because I still don't think that I fully understand the scope of love. If I look back to the way my mother raised us, like, yes, things were hard, and yes, she was an addict, but at the end of the day, she was the one that was teaching us that you could literally put some potato chips on a plate with some cheese and call that a freaking snack. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't have anything. You know, we were boiling hot water on the stove to put in our bathtub. You know what I mean? Because we just didn't have any hot running water. So, like, on top of that, though, she never missed a hug, a touch, a caress, a back tickle. Like, there was so much physical connection on top of the verbal. And so I think that I will spend forever trying to find that love again without her, even when she was here, you know. And I don't think, and I think that it's a point that nobody's ever going to be able to make with me. And I need to find a way to rein that in so that it can be open to the love that they have to offer. You know what I mean? And I think it can get dangerous if I don't recognize it for what it is, right? No one will ever love me as much as my mother.
Amen. I agree,
and not everyone gets to have that experience, right? And so, like, to know that, like, we just driving in the car, she'd be in the front seat, and I'd be in the back seat, and she would find her way to touch my leg and say, "You okay there, back there, bub?" You know, if I was quiet or something. Like, there was never a moment where she wasn't trying to make some kind of connection with me, whether mm-hmm. it be her words or her physical touch. And so I keep trying to use that as my bar of what is love, right? And that's not fair to do to a partner, right? Because they're going to have their own way of loving me. They're not going to be able to love me like my mother did, you know? And so I can't keep comparing those two because I'm just going to set myself up for failure, right? I need to allow them to love me at their point, at how I need to meet them where they are with love, not make them reach a point that they've never experienced either, you know?
Well, and I think that that's where we have to understand that there's different kinds of love.
Yeah.
Because your parents are the only, and for those of us who have good parents, are the only ones that love you without you having to do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have to cook for them.
Mm-hmm. Have you read that book by Jeanette McCurdy? I'm glad my mother died.
I love that you give me the credit to believe that I would sit down and open a fucking book. See, using the reciprocation and shit, like, prompted no, to.
It sounds morbid. It does. But to your point, she talks about in her book how her mother only loved her if she did this, this, and this, right? Mm-hmm. As a child actor. And if she didn't do these things, there was hell to pay, basically. Mm-hmm. And that her mother's love would be taken away from her in a sense. And so, you know, she's like, you know, I loved my mom, but I'm glad that she's gone. So now I can start living, you know, because there was always this kind of energy around it where the love could be taken away. Her mother did say, okay, I don't love you anymore because you're not doing this, this, or this.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Like, my mother did the same thing to me and my siblings all mm-hmm. the time. You know what I mean? But today, I understand. Like, just if we... For example, like I said, for her, loving us was giving us material things. Mm. Let's say she gave my sister a car. My sister wouldn't do what she said. She would take the car away. Mm-hmm. That was her expression of taking her love away. And today what I understand is that it's not that she wanted to take the love away. Okay? What she was really trying to do was draw us closer to loving her. Mm-hmm. Because you don't love me. You love what I give you. So if I take away what I give you, you will come back to me. Mm-hmm. So it was always out of fear.
Yeah.
So she took that love back, not to take it back, mm-hmm. but to lure us back to her. And that's why I love AA, because I'm able to see these things today, and I see how she truly, truly loved us. And it helps me to accept the love from other people in different ways. Mm-hmm. I think that what we're truly trying to create today is giving our listeners an understanding that love It's infinite, and it comes in many fucking expressions. It has so many hues to it that it's not tangible to want to describe it in 1 or 10,000 words, because there will never be enough words to describe what love is. I think that love is a verb, you know, that requires action.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It cannot just be a word. You know, if I say I love you, I show up. Mm-hmm. There's always an action behind it. For myself today, I know that I am loved, mm-hmm. because I feel how I love me today. Mm-hmm. I post a lot of
naked pictures.
I was gonna say sexy videos.
You posted one the other day where you're fully clothed, and I was like, "What happened to LG?"
Right? Like, is she okay?
I mean, check on her.
Right? Is she having a mental breakdown? Somebody needs
to go over there and check on her, because there might be a body on the floor at this point.
Right, bitch. But like, I post those because today, like, I feel confident enough in me to do so, and I have enough love for myself that I can do those things today. And that's not the only way that I express the love that I have for myself, by feeling comfortable with the content that I upload, or by taking a fucking nap, by cooking what I want to eat, by, you know, like, taking a fucking rest when I need to, play the PlayStation.
Not just a rest, a fucking rest.
Hold on. So the other day, and I want this, like, for all of you gamers out there, fuck you. Let me tell you why.
Gamers? Oh.
Yes, let me tell you why. Some of us are trying to learn to game. I'm sorry that we don't have the time nor the freaking passion that you do.
Are you trying to learn to game?
Hold up. So I was playing Apex the other day, bro.
What's Apex?
It's this, like, it's kind of like shooting game. Anyways,
okay.
They go on missions and shit, but, like, in order for you to play, like, they built a team. Mm-hmm. So I was with this team, mind you. I know as much as gaming, as much as the freaking scientists know about the sea, okay? 5% fuckers. And all you hear is the other one, because I kept dying on the game. And all I kept hearing was, yeah, why not? Just fucking keep dying and don't help us. Like, yeah, don't give a fuck about the team. And, like, it was like those, I was like, mother, is that you? And I was so upset because I really wanted to fucking play.
Yeah.
But then I kept hearing them and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to shut the shit down. Just fucking left the game. So screw you guys. Be more patient. Love another gamers.
Right. Well, speaking of things I hate right now, I absolutely loathe the chocolates that come in the fucking Valentine's Day boxes. Those are the grossest chocolates in the entire world. Anytime those little hearts, you know, they make and they put little chocolates in them, disgusting. They're absolutely fucking disgusting. Like, there's nothing good about that. Like, if you gave me a little red box heart with some chocolates in it, I'm gonna punch you. Those are disgusting. They're bitter. They're gross. I'm over it. Sorry. Anyways, I feel better now.
Wow.
They're so disgusting.
I love love. I love love. And I think that...
I don't love love. It's complicated.
It's a complicated relationship. I think that we all need more of it. I think that the world could use a little bit more love. Shout out to California. Mm. You know, you guys just went through a lot of shit. We need to be loving on states like that.
So, how much time do we have left here?
Well, we can go for hours, bitch, but the problem is...
I want to bring up some things, since we haven't really seen each other or had a chance to talk. And this is, I think, that this is the downside to doing it once a month, right? A lot of stuff happens. The shooting of the CEO from United Healthcare and people celebrating this guy who killed this man, right? So I have a mixed bag of emotions on that shit, because my mom died due to the lack of healthcare available to us as a family and her. Also, the wildfires. People are also saying that... screw them, they're rich, they can rebuild, they don't need shit from us. And I just think that's also kind of like, it's kind of a, I don't love the way that's happening, right? Like, people are losing their homes, whether they're rich or not. I think it's still sad.
I think that with the things that you mentioned, we have this vigilante belief that killing a bad person or taking away from the rich will make things better. Killing is killing.
I don't think that.
I said we as a society. Mm. That we believe that the whole Robin Hood. Yes, let's do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Killing is killing. Robbing is robbing. Malice is malice. When I am glad that somebody else is going through struggle. Here's the thing. They might be rich. And they might have all the money in the world. Mm-hmm. But the pictures, the memories.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You could never pay for those. So as much as this guy was evil, let's put it that way.
Wait, hold on. You were talking about fires, now you're talking about the killing.
Both.
They're the same thing to you.
For me, they're both the same thing.
Okay, that's interesting.
Why? Because I think that evil is evil and good is good.
So you think it's black and white?
For me, it's that simple.
Okay.
Because it'll be, if somebody was to kill my mom or someone like that close to me, I don't know if I will have the same opinion. And mm-hmm. I'm honest to say that. But I don't think that anyone has the right to take anybody else's life despite of what they've done. Why? Because I'm a firm believer that there's a lot of shit that I've done in my life that should have gotten me killed, that should have, you know what I mean? So because I don't live in a glass house. My house has no fucking walls, not even glass walls. So if somebody throws a rock at me, it's going to hit me straight head on, bitch. Like, it's not going to break no glass. It's going to break my head. But because of the belief that I have with God, I am a firm believer that I will not go against his creation.
But didn't you by going trans? Because God made you a man.
Ooh, burned.
Hold on, hear me out.
No, right? You're right. I see your point.
So are you going to sit on the hypocritic side where you're going to say, I don't want to change God's plans except for what he did to me as my body?
Okay, so I understand where you're coming from with that, but that's not what I mean.
Okay.
What I mean is I will not take a life away because it's not mine to take.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
I do, but I don't agree. I think that right and wrong is not mm-hmm. black and white.
Okay.
Right? I think that it lives in a gray area and people pick and choose what they want to believe is right or wrong. Right? And so for me, with the health insurance person, like, let's be very clear. My mother's multiple myeloma cancer has a 96% success rate of getting beat, right? They could not narrow down where the cancer was coming from to get it because we couldn't get a PET scan because the three insurance companies that we went through would not pay for her to get a PET scan, and we could not afford out of her pocket, right? So we had no choice but to watch my mother die from something that is curable because of health insurance companies. I'm not saying that this man deserved to lose his life, but I understand also that hurt people. Mm-hmm. So what was this man going through with his own personal health crisis or his family's crisis that made him go to such a level as murder to help himself cope with whatever was going on?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you my mother passed December 23rd of 2023. Christmas Eve? If I would have known how to shoot a gun, probably would have done it mm-hmm. because I was hurt, right? I took the time, though, to make sure that I understood that God was not taking anything from me. He was just taking her home, right? She was done here. She'd done all that she could do here. She'd given us everything we needed as her children, as her grandchildren, as her sisters, as her aunt, as her daughter, you know. It was time for her to go back, mm-hmm. right? And so that's what I choose to believe in. However, I don't think that God always gets it right. Because okay. I'm sitting here in here, being born a man, living my life as a woman. So I have messed with God's design, right? So I get to believe. Does that mean I'm going to hell? Because in the Bible, it says that I am. Because no. I'm messing with God's design, right? I was designed as a man mm-hmm. in his image. And I'm living my life as a woman, still telling myself I live in his image, right? So, like, here we go, right? We're getting into some gray area, aren't we?
Well,
especially as trans people.
Well, here's the thing, like, that's why for me it's so important for us to, especially if we're going to believe in the Christian Bible and mm-hmm. the Christian God, is for us to read the word because mm-hmm. we get to find out that we don't go to heaven based on our deeds. We go based on grace. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
There's nothing that I can do on this earth that will gain me, that will mm-hmm. access me a VIP pass through the pearly gates. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like that.
No.
It says that it's through him that I go to heaven. So the problem is that I keep trying to be a good person. I keep trying to do this. And I think that if I can do this, I'm going to enter heaven. That's the misconception that we mm-hmm. have of that Bible because yeah. that's what has been indoctrinated to us.
Giving the guy at this street corner a dollar is not going to get me into heaven.
Exactly.
If I'm also choosing all these other things that are so bad for me and the people around me.
Well there's, again, heaven cannot be earned. Heaven is given through grace.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, because of the relationship and based on love and all of that, because I love the God that I believe in, I do my best every day to become a better person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul says, I have a thorn on my side, and I've asked God to remove it 3 times. And he said, don't trip. you're good. My grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
Meaning that sometimes God leaves something in your life that you struggle with, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to remember that it's through grace, not through you.
Yeah.
So with that said, the other thing is, for me, being a trans girl, I don't think that I'm going to hell for that.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going against God's plan on my design?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I get to choose because he gave me free will over me. Right?
Yeah.
But
that's usually my argument when someone does tell me something like that.
What I have an issue with is somebody taking somebody else's life. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that's somebody's son, that's somebody's mother, that's somebody's kid. Now, again, and I said this from the beginning,
but
I don't know if I will feel the same and I will have the same opinion if someone was to hurt one of my loved ones. I would love to believe that that's the reaction, that I'd be like, oh my God, bless them all. I don't know. But from where I stand today, I think that life is not mine to take. You know what I mean? Anything that I do maliciously will always come back to me. With the fire things, mm-hmm. I'm not happy that they're losing their shit.
No.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like I said, the memories, the pictures, and all of that shit.
That's irreplaceable. You
know what I mean? Like,
no amount of money in the world can take can replace those things. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And for as many people that I kill that are bad, doesn't that make me like them too?
See, and that's where I don't have the same opinion. I mean, if you lined up all the child molesters in the world and mm-hmm. shot them all straight in the head, I'm not going to be mad at you. But this is where I also realize that my walk with God is my walk with God.
Yeah.
Right? I can choose to believe these things. You know, because I was sexually abused as a child, I am allowed to say, line the fuckers up and kill them all. However, I'm not the judge, the jury, or the executioner, right? I am nobody in these people's lives, so I can think that all I want. It's acting on it that makes it the issue. And that's where I came with Luigi, the guy that actually shot the health insurance guy. I feel like it's very clear the media and the people like in America are like, yeah, good for you, dude, right? And that tells me how broken the healthcare system is, that people are celebrating when a man dies because he's the president of a health company. You know what I mean? Like, what kind of sickness is this? And then I realized my own situation. I get it. I totally get it. You know, do I hate that this mother of her children now has explained why everyone's celebrating their father's death? Absolutely, I hate that for them. But on the flip side of that, I'm someone that has to sit with it every day and know that the health insurance companies in America failed my mom, right? We all are going to die. That's no secret. You and I, we have our time. But how we go matters. And these insurance companies have so much power in how we go. My mother had never been in more pain in her life than those last 4 days at the hospital. That's not fair. It's not fucking fair that they allow this to happen to someone, a human being, right? There are dogs and cats that are euthanized better than what my mom went through at the end, right? And so, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's definitely some gray area for me.
And I told you, and here's the thing, like, we will always have different opinions, mm-hmm. and I love that for us.
Because there's different experiences behind those opinions.
Exactly. But I think that at the end of the day, it's about healing those wounds.
Yeah.
I cannot heal. Here's the thing. It's easier to kill and to destroy than it is to build and to heal. But it doesn't bring anybody
back, right?
So that
this guy that shot this guy, he's not going to get anything out of this.
So that's what I'm trying to say right now, that it's easy to kill, to destroy,
mm-hmm.
and to cause men. It's so fucking easy. The heart and the challenge comes when we start to rebuild,
mm-hmm.
when we start to create,
mm-hmm.
and when we start to heal. Those are real challenges mm-hmm. that as a society we should take when it comes to love, when it comes to health insurance, when it comes to all of those things that need to be rebuilt. We are so caught up in the emotion
mm-hmm.
that we forget that we have a higher duty. We have a moral duty to fix this. But we will not fix this with hate. We will not fix this with violence. We're going to fix this by changing us first, by us healing first, by us out there. What we did last November, we didn't go out there and vote. You know what I mean? We didn't do the things that we needed to do. I think that as a society, we can do better. But it has to start with us. Like, I cannot go into the world and try to change the world. The reason that people have a better outlook of trans women in their lives that are in our lives is because they've seen us. Mm-hmm. And they've seen that it's not what the media says. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's how we change the world.
I think it goes to show, though, like, so obviously it's been over a year now that my mom did pass and I haven't killed anybody, right? So, like, this man had a choice, right? He didn't have to go out and kill this man, right? Like, as much as I will never say I support murder, right? However, I get it. Like, I understand what he mm-hmm. was going through, right? And I don't know, we don't know the whole story behind his health issues. Was it him? Was it family? You know what I mean? Like, but it doesn't matter. Murder's murder, right? At the end of the day, killing someone is wrong. However, I get it on a level. So then there's also that part where, you know, I didn't go out and do it, right? I'm going through this trauma with my mom. I didn't go kill anybody. You know what I mean? So, like, there is a sense of responsibility that he has to own up to, right? And I get why America is celebrating this man on one hand because of the hurt that I went through with my mom. But I also understand that the legal system is there for a reason, obviously. We can't just be killing people because they hurt us, you know? Like, it just doesn't work that way. You can't have an eye for an eye because the world ends up blind.
Exactly. One of the things that Jesus did was when they showed him a coin with Julius Caesar on it, they said, so should we pay taxes or not? Because, you know, technically the gold belongs to God. And then he's like, well, whose face is on that? And mm-hmm. they're like, Julius Caesar. Well, give to Julius what's to Julius, give to God what is to God. Mm-hmm. He left authority on the world, you know what I mean? Mandatories, the freaking Supreme Courts, all of those things. I respect what they say mm-hmm. because God said respect that.
Well, like the election.
You get what I mean?
Don't like it, but it happened.
Exactly.
So, you know, didn't go our way.
So the way that I see it is I cannot control the death penalty, right?
But do you believe in it?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't think that anyone has the right to terminate anyone's life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's my belief. Mm-hmm. But I also don't think that anyone has the right to tell a woman what to do with their body.
And that's what they're doing.
So, and that's contradicting because mm-hmm. I believe in life.
So, but I believe in free will the most. I don't think when people say that they, like, I'm pro-choice. When I say I'm pro-choice, I am not saying I am pro-child murder. That's not it. That's not the same thing.
And I understand that.
Yes, and the right side, the other side, is trying to paint that picture by saying pro-choice, you mean pro-murder. No. I don't need to be involved in another woman's decision about her body. You know what I mean? And same with the death penalty. I think that it's broken. It's a very broken system, the death penalty. But I do think there are circumstances where it is okay. And
so we have law. We have a law system that it's retributive rather than to be restorative. So if someone kills, I'm going to kill them. Now we have two dead bodies. And no justice for the victims. One of the things that I like about Native
New Yorker? I love their wings.
No, bitch. About Native culture is that they have this thing where they have restorative justice. Where if someone kills someone, okay, now you're going to take care of their family. That's going to be your punishment. Then, to some extent, the victims get a little bit of justice. You know what I mean? Because what happens when we kill the provider of the house? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a broken house. Now the kids don't have food. Now the mom has to do this. Drug addiction, broken home, all of the shit that we experience. I think that instead of locking up people, we should put them to use. We should restore them. And the system that we have right now,
but do you think that everyone can be restored?
Of course. You were restored. I was restored.
Yeah, but I mean, we had to find our own rock bottom.
Exactly, but
I think evil does exist.
I'm not saying that it doesn't, but I think that we all deserve the same chance at life. I think that when we live in a broken system that is set up for us to fail, mm-hmm. then that's exactly what's going to happen. We split through the cracks.
See,
because we're not meant to.
There are some things that no, either lock them away forever, or kill them. You know, like specifically child predators. I have absolutely no problem in saying that these are sick
people. It's been proven that most of those were molested themselves.
Yeah, but I mean, someone's dying out there as we talk about it.
But you know what I mean? So, like, Where's the justice?
Well, I was molested and raped, and I never have lusted or raped anybody. So
I'm not saying that you.
But yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So what I'm saying is like, so if we want justice for, so those who molested those that are now in jail for molesting, like, can we go and get justice for them now? You know what I mean? It's a really broken and thin line. So I'm not saying child molestation is something that should
happen. I just don't think it's black and white.
Because I, you know, like we've talked about this, you know, like I started when I was five. No child should have an understanding of what sex is at five. You know what I mean? But I do understand that the person that did it was sick and they never got their chance. So it doesn't excuse them for what they did. And there is a legal system for that.
Absolutely.
And like, I'm totally okay with that.
I don't think that Joe Schmo down the corner should be taking care of, you know, the issues around the neighborhood. Like, that's not how that works, right? I just don't think that there's, you know, the law is black and white, at least they try to be. But I think that the stuff like this just gets muddled into the gray area. And you have to just either stand for something or step out of the conversation, you know? And whether there's no right or wrong when it's your opinion, right? And I think that that gets lost on people when this topic comes up specifically to like some of the things we've just talked about, you know, because they're so passionate about it. Like I can be passionate about it, but I understand that you and I are going to have disagreements. And I think that's why it's so healthy for us to have these kind of friendships in our life that do challenge us, you know? And at the end of the day, I know that you and I both know that we just want to do the next right thing.
Right? And here's the thing, guys, like by any means, do we have any expertise or fucking certificates or anything like that?
Well,
what we give this bitch. Not in this matter. But like, we try to give you our opinions and we started talking about love. And I think that even to this topic is love. That we're discussing right now, it's lack of love.
It is.
It's lack of not knowing how to be loved, how to express love. And what do you take away from our conversation today?
I think that love has many faces. I think love has a power that is greater than a lot of things in our world. And I think that I have to remember what that power looks like for me when it comes to the word love and when it comes to the feeling of love.
Well, I'm glad that you asked. For myself.
Hey, LG.
Yes,
what do you take away from this conversation?
Well, I'm glad that you asked. I always, and then they wonder why I answer my fucking questions. This is the motherfucking reason that I answer my motherfucking questions. So what I take away from today is that this world is in desperate need of love. That we're all trying to find love, and at the end of the day, that's our goal. And when we're not loved as kids, when we don't experience like the nurture, the care, the warmth of a loving family or a loving friend or a loving partner, we end up making mistakes with our lives that have
consequences,
permanent consequences in our lives. You know what I mean? My suggestion is love as much as you can. Learn what your love language is. Understand how others love. And understand the most important thing is that you are already loved. You just are not willing to open up to it. So with that said, this is LG.
And this is Madison.
And this has been Trans
Love.
I swear to God, bro. I swear.
You remember that song from Barney?
One day.
Did you ever watch Barney as a kid? Or you probably didn't because you were in Guatemala, huh? It was the song called
"This Racist
I Love
Bitch."
You love me.
She's saying Guatemala. We're do they have Barney?
Go happy.
Or do they have the Barno? Is it Barno?
It's a purple dinosaur.
Of course, Selena Gomez and freaking Demi Lovato wearing it, bitch.
I love you. Forget the words. I love you. You love me. We're a happy. No, that's not it.
Babe, have they ever told you sing really nice?
I don't though.
No?
No.
They've never told you that? So why you keep doing it?
Because it's Barney. I also remember the cleanup song. Clean up, everybody do your share. Clean up, everybody everywhere. Clean, no.
So she has two ponytails, like pigtails right now. And she's moving her hands side to side.
Like I'm a conductor.
She looks like she missing a chromosome. Not that she has an, like she missing one. You know what I mean? Like I'm questioning this whole sobriety of this bitch at this point. So like I said, this is LG.
And this is Madison. And this has been Trans Experience.
And this has been the Trans Experience.
Love. Just love.
Close your eyes.
Just love. Okay, close it down now.
Close it down, like what the fuck? Bye, guys.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to Trans Experience. The trans experience is a human experience, and together, we can create a world where every story matters. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and connect with us wherever you stream your podcasts.
Until next time, we'll keep celebrating our humanity, breaking barriers, and living life boldly. Stay kind, stay real, and we'll see you next month.